Speaking of sad, can we have the sad lighting?
That would be number four.
This might be the sad lighting. You know what the sad lighting is when you have to open your cell phone to try to find your cigarette because you're listening to Led Zeppelin 3 and like you got that stoned. Like even the cherry doesn't hurt. You know when you open your cell phone, you're like, and you hold it like this, you're like, hang on, wait a minute. Like in the back of a taxi or something, like, open your cell phone. Have you seen people do that? Why?
Eskimos have a word for it.
Eskimos have a word for what? For Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
What, is it kick-axed?
Am I talking?
I'm sorry. I know we're not supposed to be personable. It's very unprofessional. I hate to ruin a good thing. This song is a song that I wrote, I guess, the second time that I moved to New York City. I've lived here, I think, now for about 6 years, but I left for a short while when I made Heartbreaker. But when I came back, there was a moment of time where I was writing some songs, and I wrote the song in the Chelsea Hotel. I know that sounds cliche, but what's interesting is that apparently a bunch of songs have been written there ever since. I think Yeah, it's true. And also, it costs a lot of money for such a dump. It's like really great, groovy, just a dump, just a shithole, just a fucking hole in the earth. And I love it so much. And I wrote this song in there, and I just want to throw this song out there for Jesse Mallon, like my best friend. I just want to say that. Thank you.